This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in cardiovascular health. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. Being proactive in maintaining nitric oxide levels is vital for healthful aging because an underperforming cardiovascular system will limit the effectiveness of any other supplementation in your regimen. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life for Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And how are you feeling? You the folks who are listening, are you feeling kind of mellow, or are you feeling a little anxious? Or maybe you didn't get a good night's sleep last night, or maybe you're beset by body-wide pain. I mean, past a certain age, it's always something, isn't it? Well, CBD is a very, very valid response to some of these concerns. I'm really excited about CBD entering the nutraceutical marketplace. I think it's, you know, in this time when there's not all that much innovation, you know, this is really a breakthrough, and it's available over the counter. It's available online. You don't have to sign up for a marijuana dispensary to get it. And I think that's really great. It's really empowers the consumer to undertake self-care in a safe, rational way. I mean, I really mean it. So our guest today, helping us out with CV Science, is Lex Pelger. He's director of education for a company that happens to be called CV Sciences. It's really, if not the biggest, it's one of the biggest purveyors of CBD and other cannabinoid products. Lex, you know, tell us about CV Sciences. How big is it? I mean, what are the dimensions of that company?
Well, in terms of people, it's, I believe it's been 120 or 130 employees now. It's been growing really rapidly every year in just 5 years now. And we are the second largest, seller in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And, I believe one of the companies really trying to push the science forward. We have a number of peer reviewed papers that we've released already. We're certainly the leader in peer reviewed research on CBD by a private company. And that's something I'm really proud to be a part of.
And so some of those studies are basically to establish the safety, you know, that you can't be assailed for, you know, causing any harm, you know, which I think is a predicate to looking at studies of efficacy. You know, what can it do? I mean, first you want to establish, you know, safety. That's kind of what they do when they test drugs. The first trials are, you know, just to establish, is it safe? Are people dropping like flies? Okay, we've established that it's safe, well-tolerated. Are you working on any studies that, you know, you did talk about that well-person study, that show that, you know, indices of daily life and, you know, sort of subjective markers were enhanced by when people took just one simple capsule of CBD per day. They didn't have to take a half a bottle full or spend, you know, didn't cost $23 a day to achieve those benefits, right?
Correct.
And then other studies are looking at specific targets, specific conditions, or are you staying away from medical applications?
Well, just by the nature of business, we stay away from medical applications. We don't need to do research like that because there's plenty of labs around the world looking at this or that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. What we're really looking for, some of our first studies were to establish GRAS, generally regarded as safe. And that's a pretty robust research path that companies go down for whatever kind of product they have. And it involves giving large amounts to some in model organisms and testing for mutations and cells and things like that. Mm-hmm. And we did all of that work and it allowed us to put an actual highest level per day number on how much we have. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the first steps towards legitimacy. And that's what the whole field needs. You know, this is still often called the Wild Wild West because the FDA just again missed Congress deadline to start regulating CBD, and it's a tough time in the industry. The FDA says they need to see more research, which is kind of amazing with the amount of research that is out there right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I spent the past 5 years collecting this research, and I'm still not finished.
It's sort of a paradoxical situation because on the one hand, you have states legalizing marijuana, which, has a high content of THC, which definitely can impair you. I mean, there's no question that if you take a high quantity of THC from smoking pot or taking a pot brownie or something, you might have problems driving, you might have problems operating heavy machinery. But CBD has none of those effects, and yet they're saying, well, we need more documentation. We're not going to open the floodgates yet on regulation of this.
Yeah, it's true. One of the things that you see constantly in the scientific literature is scientists talking about the non-toxicity of CBD. But it doesn't mean that it's completely safe or it's going to agree with everybody.
Yeah.
I think one of the things I always mention is how CBD can affect sleep, because everybody's endocannabinoid system is so unique to them. That explains how everybody experiences THC in a different way.
Yes.
But people also can experience CBD in a different way. Mm-hmm. And I would say that for about a third of the people I talk to, they love to take CBD before bed, and that's the perfect time. That's the only time they take it.
Yep.
And then for the other third of people, it activates them, like a cup of tea activates them. Mm-hmm. So they never take it after 4 or 5 p.m.
Yep. Yep.
And then for the last third of people, it doesn't affect their sleep or energy levels at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it so complicated to talk to people about how to take this, because the answer is always, well,
it's
you have to experiment on yourself and see what works for you. You have to find your own sweet spot, times of day, the type that works for you. People don't like that answer, but when you're talking about plant medicine, that's often the answer.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's the state of the art. And so we can't be that prescriptive to say, this is the dose for insomnia. This is the dose for bodily aches and pain. It's not that way. People experience it differently, or for anxiety. For some of my patients, it may take a little more for anxiety. It may take 4 or 6 capsules of the gold, which is, I believe, we're going to talk about that. It's the more potent form of the neuroactive CBD component, or the hemp component, with a little more CBD standardized at, 15 milligrams per capsule. For others, they say, I just take one. And, they're the equivalent of the, what we would term in the old days, a cheap date. Just give them a glass of wine and, they're looped. It's how people metabolize, and it's how their genes respond to these things.
Yeah, it's true. It does make it really tricky, the levels that work for people. And I'd say our first advice always to everyone is start low and go slow. Mm-hmm. Take just half a dropper full, or take one capsule, and just take that for a week or two. Oftentimes, it takes a little bit of time for the CBD to help balance out your endocannabinoid system in general. And for you to see an effect. And you just want to make sure that it agrees with you overall. And if you've taken this for a week or two and you're not at the health outcome that you're looking for, you can feel free to keep going higher. Overall, it's a very safe product as far as things go. But you don't want to go higher than you need. You don't want to spend too much money. You never want to take more of anything than you need. And so while it's good to start low and go slow, don't be scared about going a little bit higher and finding what actually helps. The nice part about finding your own sweet spot is that, in general, tolerance doesn't develop to CBD's effects like it does to some of THC's effects. And so, in general, when people find a sweet spot that works for them, they just stay with that for months or years and hold on to those health benefits.
Yeah. I mean, I literally buy a ton of product from CV Sciences, not just for myself, but for my entire family is enjoying it. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share an important message with you. Here goes. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make intelligent medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to Lex Pelger, Director of Education at CV Sciences. Okay, so again, let's break it down because you got the red, which I call the brown. It kind of is a red-brown sure. label. The green and the gold. And so are there tinctures of the red brown or the red brown and green? I'm sorry, the red brown green red. And gold, or is this mm-hmm. okay? So there's three different types of tinctures and there's three different types of soft gels, correct?
Correct. We generally try just red, green, and gold, and the differences to summarize them quickly is the red is the one that has the raw extract, half CBD and then half CBD acid, that raw molecule. Then the green has been refined and gently heated. And heating CBD acid is what turns it into CBD. So when you take the green, you're getting just CBD in a full plant hemp extract. Okay. And then the gold is our distilled version. And that's when we take
more refined.
Yes, we distill it down. I think the number is 5 kilograms of the green extract goes down to about 1 kilogram of the gold extract. We really distill it down to make a very potent product. So if you're working with someone who realizes they need a lot of CBD each day, mm-hmm. gold is the best way to do it. It's the most economical price per milligram, and it's the most concentrated form that we have.
But again, it's not just pure CBD. There are other companion compounds within it that might help the nervous system or the immune system or the inflammatory pathways in the body, right?
There are a lot of other molecules in there. That's why we're really proud that we have only full plant hemp extracts. In a typical hemp extract, there's usually around 500 different molecules, and that includes the terpenes and the flavonoids. But the one I'd like to mention is the fatty acid. A huge component of what's in our product specifically, and I'm proud to be with CV Sciences, is our fatty acid profile. And the reason we have so many fatty acids, it's a little bit technically complicated, but most of what's being grown in the United States is actually not officially hemp or genetically hemp, a long, thin product, a long, thin plant with very low THC levels. Most of it tends to be hybridized marijuana, where it is really a marijuana plant that has just under the legal THC limit, and it might be making 20 or 30 or 40% CBD, which is fine. It's still safe. It's just not very natural. Mm-hmm. And so in our products, it takes a lot more plant material to get that same amount of CBD, and that means you're getting more of the plant, and specifically you're getting more of the fatty acid. That's why ours is so goopy. The cool part about the fatty acids from the plant is that in the plant, those fatty acids are the building blocks that become CBD, THC, CBG, and all the other cannabinoids. But our bodies and brains use those same fatty acids as building blocks to make our own endogenous cannabinoids.
Okay.
So anandamide and 2-AG. We're using the same building blocks as the plant to make fairly similar molecules to help ourselves out. And I just think that's a fascinating part of it. And it's why I'm glad we have so many fatty acids to help boost the immune system, boost the endocannabinoid system as well.
So there's different ways to get at it. One, you can feed a complete product, the CBD, but you can also feed the precursors on the theory that the body has the machinery to synthesize CBD and other triggers for the endocannabinoid system.
Exactly. Because it's actually one of the things that isn't as well known about CBD, but because CBD has many different effects that we've found at the molecular level in the body. But one of them is inactivating an enzyme called the FAAH enzyme. Mm-hmm. And what the FAAH enzyme does is break down anandamide. And anandamide is the first cannabinoid neurotransmitter we ever found. That's kind of my great white whale in my writing, is the anandamide neurotransmitter, this great cannabinoid that things all over the brain and body. And so
cocoa has a little something to do with that, too. There's a bit of a connection to the cocoa story.
Yeah.
Right.
That's very good. Yeah, not even good. The only other source of anandamide outside of mammalian brain is chocolate. It's a cocoa plant.
Okay. Well, I make sure I supplement very liberally with dark chocolate, too, so I'm hedging my bets.
There is a reason it helps, and that does seem to be part of it.
So if you have completed the thought on that, I just wanted to spend a couple of minutes talking about topical CBD. Where's the beef on that? Is it really something that is supported by evidence that you can apply it to? Say you have achy muscles after working out in the gym, or maybe a strain or a sprain. Can you rub this into your skin? Does it actually penetrate the skin? Is there scientific evidence to support the efficacy of that?
Yes. No, I wouldn't say it's going to help with any kind of aches or pains, because that's outside our purview. Okay. What I can say is the history and the science both dovetail really nicely here. The history of topical use of hemp goes through every major medical civilization in the world. It's kind of fascinating to see how long topical hemp has been used in a wide range of ways. And then when you look at the current science, CBD does penetrate through the skin quite well. Because it's a lipid, it's a fat, it can go through the skin. And in fact, you could even, if you're applying THC to the skin, you could actually get a psychoactive effect from simply taking a THC bath bomb, which is kind of fascinating. So it certainly does go through the skin. And then the skin itself, the endocannabinoid system is especially present in the skin. I just did a big lecture on that in New York, in fact. Of all the organs, it turns out that our biggest organ, the skin, has huge numbers of endocannabinoid receptors and neurotransmitters, and that it helps to regulate so much of what is good about skin health. And so, we won't make any medical claims, but all that to say is that CBD seems to help balance the skin, and the endocannabinoid machinery is there in the skin that it seems to be helping balance.
Okay, well, as a physician, I will make that inference for you, if you don't mind, which is that, for inflammatory skin conditions, it's worth a try. Atopic dermatitis, skin irritation, there may be a plausible role for topical CBD. It's something that you can play around with on your own, although Lex Pelger is not making any specific medical claims about, dermatological conditions, which I, at this point in time, I think is a reasonable stance. So let's give out some information because people may want to check this out. And by the way, there's an introductory offer here. I see there's a special promotional offer. Thanks, Lex, for orchestrating that.
Absolutely.
It's for our Intelligent Medicine listeners. You can learn more about Plus CBD Oil by visiting pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and use the code Hoffman for 20% off on Plus CBD Oil orders on their website. So that's pretty cool. There's a place on the website where you can enter a coupon code, and you can obtain a significant discount as part of an introductory offer. I think that's great. So I would welcome our listeners to have a go with this, because what CV Sciences represents to me is, one of the most reliable, safe, and established players in this very bewildering marketplace. You're going to hear a lot about CBD. A lot of companies are sprouting up here and there. CV Sciences has been there since the inception, and their safety and quality is, to my mind, unequaled. So any concluding remarks, Lex?
Just that I really appreciate the chance to come on and talk about this, especially because I've seen this help so much in people that I know personally, and that's what got me started. And I just appreciate the opportunity to come and hope that somebody out there might turn on an elderly person in their life onto CBD and hopefully help make a difference.
Right. And, you know, and I can vouch for that. You know, by the way, this is something that's very safe for older individuals. You know, a lot of drugs, you know, we really don't want older people taking sleep medications, anti-anxiety medications. It can actually impair their cognition, speed their progression towards Alzheimer's disease. These medications are addictive and very devastating, especially for older people who can't tolerate them very well. CBD is very gentle. I use it for some of my older patients have really bad sleep problems. And, you know, been there, done that with melatonin and L-theanine and magnesium. And, you know, it doesn't really do the job for them. For many of our patients, CBD, is the answer. So, you know, got to give it a shot because it's out there and it's definitely, you know, an option to explore. Thanks, Lex, for joining us. Lex Pelger, Director of Education at CV Sciences. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Dr. Hoffman.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. With a flu shot unreliable this year, a particularly virulent form of the flu circulating, and antiviral drug stockpiles dwindling, the best medicine is preventive medicine to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests from my audience for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to help get through the season. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Seasonal Immune Support Protocol. My supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information. In addition to the Seasonal Immune Support Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.